We've reported some strange stories over the years, but this one's definitely going to make the Wall of Fame. Yesterday, there was shocking news of the murder of a Russian journalist in Ukraine. Arkady Babchenko was known for his critical reporting on Putin and the Kremlin. He was reportedly shot multiple times in the back. The act was decried internationally as a chilling attack on the freedom of the press. And then today, this happened. Ukrainian officials gave a press conference on the case, and yes, on stage was Arkady Babchenko, very much alive. The whole murder had been faked, staged by the Ukrainian authorities. David Stern is a veteran journalist based in Ukraine, although currently he's here in the U.S. Can you run us through what happened yesterday, David?
Well, this goes beyond a John le Carré novel. So the first report, obviously, was that Arkady had been shot in the back as he was coming back, I guess, to his apartment in Kiev. This created a huge outcry. The fact that, you know, he's a critic of the Kremlin and that he's a very outspoken one, that he's a veteran of the Chechen War, and there have been other murders. The story sort of went forward until today, when in fact we have this press conference. And as you say, I'm not in Ukraine right now. I would have loved very much to have been in the room because apparently, I mean, people were flabbergasted. I think the British word is gobsmacked.
Yeah.
There must have been a lot of just open, you know, jaws hanging there when he walked in. And he described that this was, in fact, a special operation by the Ukrainian intelligence services. There was a plot to kill him. And so they used his faked murder to find, I guess, one of the people who are involved in this. There are a lot of questions, I guess you could say, that people have at the moment.
And what you just described, is that the reason the Ukrainian government has now given for doing this kind of faked murder?
Yes. This was, as I say, a special operation done with Babchenko's cooperation, obviously. And in fact, it was so secret that not even his wife knew about this. And at the press conference, he apologized to her. You know, all you can say is that, you know, that poor woman, what she 2 days of having to go through this. But his friends didn't know. Nobody knew.
Isn't his credibility as a journalist now completely shot?
I can't say. We live in a new age. Obviously, a lot of people are saying that his credibility as a journalist has been severely damaged, as well as the media in general. It has to be said that, you know, there have been a lot of people that have been murdered, journalists and otherwise, in Kiev within the last couple of years. One person was blown up just a few hundred yards from my wife and my apartment. And then we also have the case of Pavel Sheremet, who was a journalist who was killed by a car bomb. So I'm not going to pass judgment yet. But obviously, there are concerns about his credibility and about credibility of journalists in general.
Tell us what you know about Arkady Babchenko. Who is he?
He's very prominent. It's hard to say, you know, who's the most prominent, but he's up in the upper echelons. He's a Russian, fought in the Chechen War, wrote a very well-regarded memoir about his time, and then became a fierce critic of Vladimir Putin. Left Russia when he received death threats and moved to, I believe, Prague initially, and then he's since moved to Ukraine and is recognized as one of the fiercest and one of the most prominent critics of President Putin.
So how harmful do you think this is for press freedom in Russia? Doesn't it just allow the Kremlin to now claim that any oppression is staged by foreign governments?
They're going to say that anyway. Whether they use this as a pretext or they use that as something else as a pretext. And the situation of press freedom in Russia at this moment is pretty horrible anyway. It's a question of degrees.
So how do ordinary Ukrainians see this faked murder sting up?
The reaction has been, I guess, if I were to pick one phrase that sort of crystallizes what the reaction has been, it's been something along the lines of, what the hell just happened? because this really is kind of uncharted territory. Nobody has ever experienced anything quite like this.
Yeah, I'll say. Journalist David Stern covers Ukraine. Thanks for being with us, David.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.